Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Ema McCarthy. On Saturday morning, the Lenten retreat for Pope Benedict XVI and Roman Curia came to an end.
Cari fratelli, caro Don Enrico.
On Saturday morning, Pope Benedict XVI emerged from a week of prayer, reflection and silence to describe the meditations offered by Salesian Father Don Enrico Dal Covolo as a very passionate and personal reflection on the ministry of the priesthood. The spiritual exercises in preparation for Easter, which had started on Sunday 21st of February with the exposure of the Blessed Eucharist and the celebration of Vespers, were held throughout the week in the Redemptoris Mater Chapel of the Apostolic Palace with morning and afternoon sessions.
In realtà mi sembra qui riassunta tutta la visione cristiana dell'uomo.
On Saturday, thanking Don Enrico, the Pope stressed the importance of having an inner ear and the docility of heart which renders us capable of listening to God.
Soprattutto dell'altro in maiuscola.
In impromptu remarks, he noted that the act of listening sums up the Christian vision of man, because man is a relational being. He needs to listen and be listened to. Above all, he needs to listen to God. Only then will he truly become himself.
I padri della Chiesa dicono che nel momento della concezione del verbo.
This form of listening, the Pope continued, is a sign of wisdom that can only be achieved in communion with the Church. A form that Pope Benedict revealed he contemplated during these days while gazing at one of the beautiful mosaics that adorn the Redemptoris Mater Chapel, a mosaic which portrays the Virgin Mary, called the Living Throne of Wisdom. Pope Benedict noted that the Church Fathers say the moment of conception of the Eternal Word in the womb of the Virgin Mary and the Holy Spirit came through the ear. Listening, he added, conceived the Eternal Word, and thus it is to have a listening heart.
Abbiamo realmente di nuovo percepito che cosa vuol dire essere sacerdote.
The Holy Father also recalled the so-called emblem priests presented by Don Enrico da Covolo, which gave substance to their reflection on the vocation to ordained ministry. Don Enrico presented 5 portraits of exemplary priests, from St. John Vianney to John Paul II, with the preamble focusing on the idea that the priesthood has ancient fathers, such as St. Augustine and St. Ignatius of Antioch. With renewed courage, concluded Pope Benedict, we now face our mission. I'm Ema McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.